For over 15 years, a full-size backyard croquet court in Rye has attracted attention as one of the Seacoast's roadside oddities. As a part of our month-long series, Life on the Seacoast, NHPR's Jason Moon reports how it got there.
When you stand in the middle of Jim McLaughlin's croquet court in Rye and look out at Route 1A, you can actually watch the people in passing cars turn their heads as they try to figure out just what they're looking at. McLaughlin is used to this. Even before the court was finished some 17 years ago, he says his neighbors couldn't help but wonder.
People would ask me, you know, what's it going to be? And it was one day, a little bit sarcastic, and I said, a helioport. That night, I got a call from the town fathers in Rye, and they called, it's come to our attention that you think you're building a helioport. They said, you can't build a helioport. You don't have permission, and if you asked for permission, you wouldn't get it anyway.
What McLaughlin was building in his backyard was a 6-wicket croquet court with perfectly level lime green turf, designed to make croquet balls roll at a consistent speed. In the spring, a groundskeeper uses a heavy roller to level it, and in the fall, he keeps it clear of pine needles from nearby trees.
Glad to answer.
Okay, but... and then you can explain.
When I arrive, McLaughlin is lounging in a lawn chair shaded by those trees. He's wearing white sneakers, white shorts, white polo, and a white cap, traditional croquet attire. He wears glasses and is quick to flash a warm smile. As I settle into a lawn chair next to his, he tells me his relationship with croquet actually began with his love for another sport, long-distance running.
I used to run about 50 races a year, you know, like 5Ks and 10Ks. And my wife, who died in 2010, was not a runner. And I'd go, she said, what are you doing today? I'm going to Methuen to run a race or something. And I'd be running, I felt guilty. And she would come with me if there was a good mall. You know? But if there wasn't a good mall, she was going to sit, you know, generally and watch it.
So about 15 years ago, McLaughlin and his wife searched for a sport they could enjoy together. After a few months of trying out croquet, they decided it was time to get serious and build their own court. And even though his wife, Myra, has died, McLaughlin is rarely alone. His backyard has become the official court for the Strawberry Bank Croquet Club, a magnet for professional players in the region. In fact, on the day I stopped by, some of those pros were setting up for a game.
See, what he's doing now is measuring court speed.
Carlton Mabee, a 3-time national champion in 6-wicket American croquet, gives me a few lessons before they start.
And yellow is the striker ball, and black is the escape ball. So when you're peeling a ball through its appropriate hoop, you have to have an escape ball or your turn.
This is not the kind of croquet you played in the backyard growing up, maybe just whacking at balls with a mallet. 6-wicket croquet is a game of complex strategy where players are forced to think several moves ahead. It's often described as a mix of billiards and chess. This morning, Mabee is playing Bert Meyer, who is slated to be inducted into the Croquet Hall of Fame in West Palm Beach, Florida, later this year. As their game gets underway, a hush falls over the court. There's only the occasional clink of the mallet hitting the ball and the sound of the ocean breeze filtering through the trees. McLaughlin and another player, Lloyd Haddon, try to give me a play-by-play of the strategies at work in the match. But despite their best efforts, I have no idea what's going on.
So he went out of bounds that time, right?
No.
No, he didn't.
The striker ball, if he hits a ball and goes out of bounds, it doesn't count.
Okay. This is not the striker ball. How long did it take you to feel like you really had a good grasp of the game?
I still don't.
A couple years playing two or three times a week.
It's that sheer complexity of the game that keeps players like Haddon coming back here day after day.
It keeps Alzheimer's away.
And Haddon says despite how relaxed a croquet match can seem from the outside, beneath the surface, it's another story.
I used to race motorcycles, and the adrenaline rush in that was pretty impressive. Well, playing in a tournament against good people, you get the same, exact same rush.
At some point during the match, McLaughlin mentions that his home, which sits just a few feet away from the court, is where he was born and grew up. He moved out of state after college and ended up spending most of his working life in New York City. And he used to think that's where he would retire. But he says between the family history, the ocean breeze, and his croquet court.
Oh, this is better. This is better.
For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.